Hymn 55, verse 1. In Philippians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul writes, I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Dear Christians, children of God, are you looking forward to Christmas? Do you have visions of sugar plums or figgy pudding? No? Well, there is still much more, so much to think about as we look forward to Christmas, packing, travel, home, family, a nice long break, and best of all, the joyful celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior. Much of our lives are spent in looking forward to something. It sure beats looking backwards. Looking backwards often brings to mind stupid things that one has done, things you wish you hadn't done, or that you go back and correct. And not just stupid things, but sinfully stupid. Thanks be to God that he has removed these sins far from us and from himself, as far as the east is from the west. It is in this great truth that we find our comfort. Throughout the world, there are many people who are looking forward to the holidays, but there is little comfort in their observances. Some are looking forward to Hanukkah, where the Jews celebrate the festival of lights while denying the light of the world. Then there is Kwanzaa, an African festival, and Diwali, a heathen Hindu festival. The worshipers may indeed have fun, they may put up decorations, but without Jesus, it's just empty and meaningless. Even among professed Christians, there are a variety of reasons for their anticipation of December 25th. So what about you? What are your reasons? Why are you looking forward to Christmas? What do you look forward to the most? Family, being with family, presents, special food, decorations, sleeping in, no classes, and whatnot. Now, these are all appealing things, but by themselves, they're just kind of empty, totally lacking in something. They could be enjoyed any time of the year. Unbelievers could enjoy them, only temporarily. So it is that family ends up scattering back across the land. Presents break down and are thrown away. Food is consumed and gone, and so forth. And then what? Start counting down to the next Christmas? For those who look in the manger and see their Savior, Christmas is only the beginning. The season of Advent helps us to look forward to the Christmas, to the celebration of his birth. It helps us to focus our attention on the reason for his incarnation. As the hymn puts it, "Come thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us, let us find our rest in thee." As you pack up and make your way home, look forward to the celebration of the Savior's birth. He came for one purpose, to bring us to God. God brought him to earth to bring us to heaven. To do this, he had to endure life in this world. He had to die the death of hell and then rise again. He even had to endure being forsaken by God, the essence of hell. So it's not just the birth of Jesus that we celebrate at this time. It is the life, the death, the resurrection. And then that moment when, as Paul writes, Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. Me is a singular pronoun. So it is that the work of Jesus is singular. He comes to lay hold of you individually, personally. Remember your baptism? Who else was being baptized at that moment? Just you. Jesus, at that moment, laid hold of you and gathered you into his flock. Therefore, we can stand before the manger and be clothed in the robes of righteousness, be cleansed of all of our filthy sins. But again, it doesn't stop there in the stable. Yes, we look forward to his birth. Then we look forward to his life. Then to his death, then his resurrection and his ascension. And as the angel said to the disciples, this same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Some look into the manger. We look beyond the manger, beyond to the dawn of the everlasting day. Jesus will come again. Look forward to it. Therefore, forgetting those things which are behind, past memories, past failures, forgetting all of those things, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, we press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So Jesus came down that he might call us up. He gave up the glories of heaven that he might give us up to the glories of heaven. Press on to what's before us, forgetting all the past. The light of heaven so glorious eternally shall last. Press on, says Christ, our loving friend. Press on, I'm with you to the end. Hymn 56, verses 1, 3, and 5. 56.
Souls reaching to heaven. Oh. comes again in glory. Ascend.